Chapter 5, The Golden Tickets. "You mean people are actually going to be allowed to go inside the factory?" cried Grandpa Joe. "Read us what it says, quickly." "All right," said Mr. Bucket, smoothing out the newspaper. "Listen, Evening Bulletin. Mr. Willy Wonka, the candy-making genius whom nobody has seen for the last 10 years, sent out the following notice today. I, Willy Wonka, have decided to allow 5 children... mind you, 5, just 5, and no more, to visit my factory this year. These lucky 5 will be shown around personally by me, and they will be allowed to see all the secrets and the magic of my factory. Then, at the end, as a special present, all of them will be given enough chocolates and candies to last them the rest of their lives. So watch for the golden tickets. 5 golden tickets have been printed on golden paper, and these 5 golden tickets have been hidden underneath the ordinary wrapping paper of 5 ordinary candy bars. These 5 candy bars may be anywhere, in any shop, in any street, in any town, in any country around the world, upon any counter where Willy Wonka candies are sold. And the 5 lucky finders of these golden tickets are the only ones who will be allowed to visit my factory and see what it's like now inside. Good luck to you all, and happy hunting. Signed, Willy Wonka." "The man's dotty," muttered Grandma Josephine. "He's brilliant," cried Grandpa Joe. "He's a magician. Just imagine what will happen now. The whole world will be searching for those golden tickets. Everyone will be buying Willy Wonka's candy bars in the hope of finding one. He'll sell more than ever before. Oh, how exciting it would be to find one. And all the chocolate and candies that you could eat for the rest of your life, free," said Grandpa George. "Just imagine that." "They'd have to deliver them in a truck," said Grandma Georgina.
"It makes me quite ill to think of it," said Grandma Josephine.
"Nonsense," cried Grandpa Joe. "Wouldn't it be something, Charlie, to open a bar of candy and see a golden ticket glistening inside?"
"It certainly would, Grandpa, but there isn't hope," Charlie said sadly. "I only get 1 bar a year."
"You never know, darling," said Grandma Georgina. "It's your birthday next week. You have as much chance as anybody else."
"I'm afraid that simply isn't true," said Grandpa George. "The kids who are going to find the golden tickets are the ones who can afford to buy candy bars every day. Our Charlie only gets 1 a year. There isn't any hope."